Hello and welcome to episode 140 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host for today's episode. I was kind of at a loss for what to say today. 10 years ago today, I was sitting in the back seat of our family's minivan in Yellowstone National Park, while my mom, dad, and sister headed inside to pick up some coffee in the morning paper. I stayed behind and listened to a few tracks from my brand new Best of Bond James Bond CD. I was looking forward to seeing Old Faithful in an hour or so. When they came back out, my mom was crying. I didn't know why. Before long, it became all too clear. And here we are, 10 years later. I'm sure most of you remember it just like it was yesterday. You may also remember the spirit of cooperation engendered around the world in the weeks following the attacks. Canada immediately offered itself up as a destination for flights diverted from U.S. airspace, going so far as to allow commercial jets to land on military bases and moving thousands of cots and bedding materials around so stranded passengers would have a comfortable place to spend the night. In Ireland, a day of mourning was called, and the entire country was shut down. Outside Buckingham Palace, the Star Spangled Banner was played during the changing of the guard. In Iran, a crowd of 60,000 soccer fans observed a moment of silence. And all over the Muslim world, religious leaders spoke out against the attacks. Cuba, the sworn enemy of the United States, expressed solidarity with America and offered the nation use of medical equipment. The United Nations passed a resolution unequivocally condemning, in the strongest terms, the attacks, calling them a threat to international peace and security. Even though the attacks were on American soil, they were of global consequence. My thoughts and prayers are with you today, the people of New York, Arlington, Virginia, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, not to mention the citizens of the United Kingdom, South Korea, Canada, Japan, Italy, Honduras, Ethiopia, Argentina, Bangladesh, Mexico, the Philippines, Haiti, and the 50 other nations who lost civilians in the attacks. Take a moment of silence to remember those who were impacted directly by the attacks. Today in the United States, it is Patriot Day, a day dedicated to service in the community. No matter where you're from, what country the show is reaching you in, I hope you take some time to help out people around your neighborhood, around your town, your city. Even if it's just smiling and saying hi to people you pass on the street, or calling home and telling your loved ones just how much you really do care for them. And try to hold on to that feeling. The world has drifted farther apart than ever, it seems, since 9/11, but we can do it. Just remember that we all have a stake in the future, and making sure that nothing, like the scenes of horror that unfolded that September morning, ever happen again. Thanks for tuning in to episode 140 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show, you're welcome to send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we kick off Fort McHenry Week.